Hello, beautiful people. I'm Bonnie Gillespie, and you're tuned in for season 10 of The Work. I was watching a social media expert school a newbie about these online spaces and how everything works. The knowledge gap fascinated me, so I'm going to share it with you. The noob was stunned that despite her every attempt to keep her new secret Instagram account a private place to be used outside of her social circles and business ventures, she kept getting followers that she knows in real life. She explained that she doesn't follow her real account from this secret one, she doesn't follow her friends and coworkers from it, and she definitely isn't posting similar things, so there's no way people in her real life should just be bumping into this secret account, right? Well, let's start with the big truth of social media. We're not their users, we are their data. Their business is selling our every move to advertisers, other social media platforms, massive databases of information to be mined for all sorts of purposes, one of which is suggesting things based on behaviors. Do you ever notice that after you buy something at Amazon, or even just put it in your cart and abandon it, ads for similar things show up in your sponsored searches on Google? You book a trip online and then see a banner in your Zynga game apps for excursions in that city. Follow a brand on Instagram and suddenly there's a promoted post at Facebook for the same or something similar. It's not just your overt behaviors they're tracking. It's using the same computer or IP address or device to access multiple accounts or various platforms. It's the rounds you make on your mobile device, one social media spot after the next, all day long. It's location services being turned on ever. It's using the same recovery number across accounts or the same email addresses. Even predictive text is allowing access to your private information in a way that big data can use. It's cross-posting from one social media to another, pushing those Instagram photos to Twitter, for example, letting YouTube log when you've uploaded or even watched or liked things, and definitely taking part in things like a 10-year challenge. You're helping big data dial in and recalibrate the precision of facial recognition technology. You're adding to a database the same way as when you get a DNA test, you're providing your blood to the system that can then track who everyone is and where because of the technology. They know what's connected, and that's why your friends get the suggestion to follow your secret account. As someone with a very stripped-down social media life, I can tell you that the law of attraction is beautifully evident in social media. What you hit like on expands. Here's my suggestion for some next-tier cutter clearing and intention setting. Follow those who inspire you, delight you, entertain you, provide you with a view for where we're headed in our best lives. Further, unsub from toxic shit. If you were a vegan, you'd start by unfollowing the local butcher, but eventually you'd find you kind of have to unfollow the friend who always puts up photos of her meat-eating exploits. If you're sober, like me, you begin by letting go of the subscription to the wine bar you used to visit. And at some point, there are friends whose stories of another boozy night can't show up in your feed anymore without affecting your centeredness. And eventually, the ads for booze brands stop showing up. Getting fit? So long following the food porn made from ingredients you avoid. And hello, role models for the lifestyle you aspire to. There's too much contrast in places you used to visit when you change. Next tier you finds it easy to wall off haters. But what about that lower tier peer group? The complainy Janies and the negative Nellies. Yeah, even if you're related to them. Hell, especially if you're related to them. It may feel stickier to unfollow folks that you actually like, but it may be best for you and where you're headed, because you're only going to get suggestions to bring more of those types of people or experiences or people who use words like they use, including all the complaining, into your online world otherwise. I live a curated life online, and honestly, in real life too. There's a lot to choose from all around me at any given moment. It's like there's a gigantic buffet of all possible foods on the planet. Sure, there's a whole section of shit sandwiches over there. I don't pick up any of that and put it on my plate. I don't even walk over near it. Why would I? Same way I'm the fastest TV remote control trigger finger in the world when I hear that Sarah McLachlan song start up and I know an image parade of abused, starving animals is about to start showing up on slow-mo on my screen. I don't have to feed myself a steady diet of anything that's painful. I can even support the cause without having to subject myself to that pain. And when you're living your hashtag best life, something even slightly lower tier begins to be painful to consume too much of. This is normal. It's a good sign. It means you've grown. This is me with people who do Instagram stories while driving. Can't. Hurts too much. They're being reckless. I'm sure they're going to cause an accident at some point. They're sure they're never going to cause an accident at some point. And you know what? The contrast is too much. So I need to be thinking of you when I'm in a positive place, and looking at you doing things that makes me go to a negative place, not helpful. So I like you better when I don't see you doing something that makes me upset. So if I see you creating stories while driving, I unfollow. It's simple. I go visit the social media spaces now and then to take a peek and see what's going on. And maybe I follow the hashtag SMFA Ninjas or Enoughness 101 or Expansive Capacity or something else that's in our world. So the hashtag will show me when you're doing something that I want to see, as opposed to my being all up in your business about everything that you've got going on all the time. I don't need to invite in a feed of stuff that stresses me out or otherwise decreases my joy or my love for you. I curate, and maybe you want to also, especially since our social media diet is largely force-fed to us thanks to algorithms we don't control, the selling of our data, and manipulated feeds. The more mindfulness we put into our experience, the better. Yes, of course, limit the exposure, but also be purposeful about what you invite in going forward. We have choices. And since we now know we're always going to get more of what we're already looking at, let's be really smart about what we choose to consume. Thank you for joining me for this episode of The Work. We hope you'll rate, review, subscribe, share with your friends, and for all the support that you could dream of, come on over and join us at BonnieGillespie.com. Till next time, stay ninja. Mwah!